FEMA, debris removal, right of entry forms, water, building permits. There has been a lot that has happened this week. I sat down with North State Public Radio's Mark Albert to get the latest. Thank you for being with me, Mark.
You're very welcome.
There's a lot happening on all kinds of fronts. What's the latest on housing?
Well, FEMA is still progressing on five different sites for what they're calling group housing. That's what they call MHUs, or manufactured housing units. A lot of people know them as those FEMA trailers. There are sites proposed in Orland, Oroville, Gridley, and Chico. On Tuesday night, they announced that the site that they plan to have 48 units, that's going to 82. Now, I've spoken with officials, and they are starting to hedge on that mid-April occupancy dates.
Do you know when their original date was that they were going to have this housing?
Yeah, they were saying it was going to be in early April or by April.
Okay. And so they've always maintained that?
I believe so. They pushed it to mid-April a few weeks ago. One of the things that they've said is that it typically takes 4 months from once they sign a lease.
Let's talk about rain. We've had a pretty good rainy season. Have the continuing rains had any impact on the fire zone?
Well, absolutely. The off-again, on-again debris removal project was suspended again earlier this week. Justin Jacobs, a spokesman for Cal OES, had this to say about that.
The plan is to resume operations Monday, all dependent on weather. But 80 sites, you know, have been cleared of debris across the campfire burn area to this point. More than 200,000 tons of debris have been removed in some form or fashion. So, you know, progress is being made slowly but surely.
The rainy season's almost over, so this should be getting back underway very shortly.
And how about the water issue? Is there any progress there?
That is a lot more difficult with the even more moving parts. Progress is a little bit difficult to measure. Now, there are two different districts. The Del Oro Water District problems don't seem as severe. Paradise Irrigation District is still getting a handle on the extent of the problems and how they could possibly be repaired. There was a 2.5-hour meeting this week at the Paradise Alliance Church where officials sought to reassure the public and explain what was happening. But some people are clearly frustrated hearing that it could be 2 or even 3 years or more before the water is drinkable. For instance, this gentleman who sounded off at officials.
I want to see a schedule, not we're thinking about and we're planning this and we're planning that. What is your schedule? You've had 5 months to do a schedule. You should have a schedule. If I was your boss, you'd be walking down a road. You've got to get a schedule. How do people plan their lives? You talk about losing your money. I'm losing money because I've got 3 rentals that I don't have anymore.
I understand. I understand your frustration. It's okay. It's okay. I understand your frustration.
There are questions about habitability and loss of use and whether any of that is insurable. Officials did divulge that they will be making repairs from the top of Paradise downhill. In the meantime, officials say they are going through the system and attempting to isolate places where there are many burned houses and contamination has been detected. Officials revealed that they also suspect that the actual water meters melted. All of this stuff brings up the question of who's responsible. Typically, the homeowner or the property owner is responsible for the delivery line past the water meter. But if the contamination is there and it's not taken care of and those lines aren't replaced or it's not isolated, it certainly seems feasible for the contamination to migrate back into the system and go somewhere else. Officials said also that they had primarily steel delivery system and they had been going through in recent years and replacing it with PVC, with plastic, and they may reevaluate that decision. They've asked for 3 years, $21 million from the state of California to make up the revenue that they anticipate they're going to lose, because without customers, you don't have money coming in, and without money coming in, you can't make those repairs. Flip side of that, that's caused a lot of frustration among Paradise Irrigation District customers because they face a choice of either spending $21.49 a month for a hookup for water that they can't use, or they can have the meter removed, but they're going to be charged up to $500 for a reconnection fee. You know, people obviously feel like they're getting a raw deal.
Is there any good news?
Yes, actually, the very first building permit was issued to a Paradise resident. Several weeks ago, we profiled people who had applied. Today, the first permit was issued to Jason and Megan Bizzard.
Paradise is home, so we would like to go back. And, you know, we'll deal with the water situation, you know, as it plays out.
He said the process is anything but easy.
For everyone that has, you know, husband and wife or a spouse that is working two full-time jobs, I could not imagine having to do this on top of that.
The Bizzards are planning to start work on a 2,000-square-foot, one-story home, only slightly bigger than the home they lost. The other good news for those who have been procrastinating about debris removal, you have a reprieve. Both the free government program and the alternative program, both those deadlines have been extended to April 15th. Butte County and the Town of Paradise have sent out 941 notices to people who have refused to comply with either program. Eventually, the Town of Paradise or the County of Butte is going to catch up with you. They have a list. They know where the debris hasn't been removed. They're going to find you. They're going to have the same contractors that the government program is using, except that they're not going to do any of the paperwork with the insurance company, and you're going to get stuck with the entire bill. So if you haven't gone on it, it's probably a good thing to do.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was North State Public Radio's Mark Albert.